From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A North Korean missile lands close to the coast of Japan. South Korean military officials say North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the ocean off of its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests. The U.S. military said it detected two simultaneous missile launches, one successful, the other exploding immediately after launch. Officials say the missile, believed to be a medium-range Rodong missile, was fired just before 8 this morning and flew about 1,000 kilometers before landing in or close to Japanese waters. A statement from the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile launch signaled the North's ambition to attack neighboring countries. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile launch a grave threat to Japan's security and expressed strong objections to the North's continued ballistic missile aspirations. Both the government in Syria and the opposition are trading charges of using chemical weapons after reports surfaced Tuesday of civilians being treated after a toxic gas attack in rebel-held Idlib province. It's close to the site where a Russian helicopter was downed Monday, killing five Russian personnel. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Washington is looking into those reports.
We've long expressed our strong condemnation of the use of chemical weapons on civilians, which, of course, violates not only the cessation of hostilities, but international standards and norms, including the Chemical Weapons Convention, to which the government of Syria is a member, and two, as well as two UN Security Council resolutions, 2118 and 2209.
You can read more about this report and the reaction to it on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities say a Washington, D.C. area transit officer has been charged in an FBI sting with attempting to support the Islamic State group. The FBI says he is the first law enforcement officer in the U.S. to be charged with a terror-related crime. Court documents say 36-year-old Nicholas Young of Fairfax, Virginia, was arrested Wednesday morning. According to an affidavit, Young bought nearly $250 in gift cards he intended for the Islamic State to use to purchase mobile apps that would facilitate communication, but Young actually gave the gift cards to an undercover FBI source. Documents show Young has been under surveillance since 2010 and that he traveled to Libya twice in 2011, where he said he joined rebel forces seeking to oust dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Officials say Young did not pose any threat to the Washington, D.C. metro system. The Dubai-based airline Emirates said an incident occurred at a main airport in Dubai Wednesday after one of its planes experienced an accident on landing. Happened just before 1 p.m. local time and involved a flight that originated in southern India. There were 275 passengers on board the plane, all of whom were safely evacuated, according to Dubai's government. Many social media users posted videos showing black plumes of smoke coming from the plane. Officials with the airline and the Dubai International Airport did not immediately release any more details concerning the incident. Dubai International is the largest airport in the Middle East and the busiest international air hub in the world. Athletes, sport teams, and spectators from around the world are arriving in Rio de Janeiro ahead of Friday's opening of the Olympic Games. The anticipation is marred by controversy over Russia's participation following a huge doping scandal and rights groups' allegations of human rights abuses in the build-up to Brazil's Olympics. Zlatko Hoch has more on that.
Just 3 days before the grand opening, major international rights groups led by Amnesty International renewed their call for the International Olympic Committee to address a spike in police violence in Brazil.
In the past 3 months, between April and June, the increase in the number of people killed by the police in the city of Rio was of 100% when in comparison with the same period last year.
The committee again defended its decision to let some Russian athletes participate in the Games despite evidence of state-sponsored doping at the Sochi Olympics. The Summer Games in Rio open Friday and run until August 21st. More than 10,500 athletes from 206 nations will participate. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News,
That's
Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.